Good morning. It's shortly after 8 o'clock on a Friday, and it's time for our 8 o'clock block. Boss Services, raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical in Southwest Michigan. And today, we are going to focus on plumbing and water conditioning. And we have a gentleman that's very well versed in these things, and that is Jeff Street. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Kind of interested in this topic here about water. Of course, everyone is. And yeah. Because, you know, we hear a lot about, it's been in the news. I don't know how much of it affects our immediate area here, but you hear a lot about PFAS and other stuff in the water. And you wanted to talk about water conditioning this morning. You know, we know there's a certain number of people, including myself, on well water, and then there's other people on city water. And, I think we were talking before we went on the air about water conditioning is good for either if you're on municipal water or you're on your own well water.
Yeah, I mean, you can, no matter where you're at, your water probably needs some type of treatment. And it all starts with a water test, though, too.
All right. Well, tell us a little about water test. How do you get one of those and what does it check?
Well, it depends on what your concern is, on what type of test you're looking for. So a basic water test, I mean, you probably saw them at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever. When you're walking out the store, they have a little rack that says test your water for free. You send in a sample and they'll run it through a test. So we also do that. We have in-home test kits, so we can do a test on site for pretty much the same thing those tests are looking for. So they're looking for hardness. Hardness and tanninites and something else. I mean, it's a very basic that most things need. So it's basically determining if you need a water softener or not. That's ideally what those are designed to look at.
Okay.
And then if you're looking, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't know you paused there. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, if you're looking for more of a an in-depth test, then you know we could take a sample. And there's some labs around here. There's a lab in Stevensville, and then there's another one up in Holland that will test more in depth, and they'll look for, you know, bacteria and more into the, microbiology side of things, I guess, and see what's actually in your water, and then, you know, come up with a treatment plan for that.
Okay. Now, people, you know, since I was a kid, people have talked about hard water, and I'm trying to think in my head, what in the heck is hard water? You know, is it like ice, or what is hard water?
Yeah, because when you take a shower and you get bruised, that's hard water. Yeah, it's so, and I never really understood that either when I was a kid, and I do more now. It's some places you go and you take a shower or wash your hands and you feel like the water just sucked all the moisture out of your body. You have to go take another bath and lotion afterwards to recover from your shower. It makes you feel a little bit drier, but it also leaves, when you wash dishes, you'll see, you know, spots on your dishes. When you, you'll see like little stains and stuff on your sinks and toilets and all that. It's calcium buildup. It's little mineral deposits in your water. That's what hard water is.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the rust stains, because that's iron buildup in your water.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you next, because that's what I have. You know, if I take the lid off the toilet tank, it's all rust colored in there. And, you know, you get the same thing in a sink, or if you open the lid on the washing machine, there's a little bit of rust color in there. And so that's iron.
Yeah, that's iron buildup. And that, so there's different ways to treat all of that. It could be as simple as a sediment filter, or you might need to go into a sediment filter with a water softener, or if your iron is really bad, there's an iron reduction system that you can add in, which will pull all the iron out of your water before it goes into your house. So it depends on how much is in there and on the treatment level of that.
Oh, wow. Now, when you add a water softener or these other devices or filters that you're mentioning now, does that significantly lower your water pressure when you're adding those things?
No, it ideally you wouldn't even notice it. So they're sized based on your home size. We 90% of the water softeners we install are the same size, and they'll cover, a 3 or 4 bedroom, 3 bath house. But once you get into larger houses, then there are larger systems that will let more water flow through it.
Okay. Let me ask you, since you're talking about filters and stuff like that. Now, if like my house, I don't have any water softeners or filters, and I have well water, and I already told you about the, seeing rust here and there. Now, is the inside of my water heater look like that as well?
You probably don't want to know what the inside of your water heater looks like.
Really?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of sediment in the bottom, and so your capacity is probably reduced. There's probably a lot of buildup on. So there's a thing called an anode rod in there, which is designed to attract the minerals and everything and build up on that instead of on the walls of your water heater and on the elements, the heating elements. But eventually that anode rod will get just eaten away by all the gunk in your water. And then all the sediment just collects on the bottom. It'll just sink to the bottom and fill up with just mineral and deposits and stuff like that in the bottom of your water heater.
Okay.
So your capacity gets smaller and it makes it harder to heat.
All right, let me ask you this now. I've read some things on the internet and on Facebook about water heaters have that, I guess you'd call it a drain in the bottom of it, and they recommend doing that once a year. Just hook a garden hose up to the, attachment or outlet, whatever you want to call it, on the bottom of the water heater and just flush it out. Or is that something that you find a relevant thing to do?
Yeah, if you can, so it's like anything else. The more you can maintain it, the more you can keep up on the maintenance, the longer it's going to last and the better it's going to be. So, yes, you should flush your water heater once a year. And it is as easy as hooking up a spigot or hooking up a hose to that spigot on the bottom and turning it on, assuming that you have a place to drain it in your basement or your mechanical or wherever it's at. But, yeah,
okay.
Don't just drain it on your living room floor.
All right, so if I do that, do I just let the water run, or do I shut off the water, the cold water to the water heater, or do I just let it run?
Yeah, I would shut the water off and let it just drain down and then fill it all back up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good thing to know. I think I'll do that when I get home today, just because I can just run the hose
project
outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the wife said, "What are you doing? I'm draining the water heater." Yeah. Why?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay, what else comes to your mind as far as water conditioning?
Well, so everything starts with a test, like I mentioned, and it's because well water, depending on where you're at, every well is going to be different. So every home with well water is going to need a different treatment plan. And then in the city, every city is, has different aged pipes. So you're going to get different things from their water as well. And most cities keep their water, but if you're treating water and then running it through a 200-year-old pipe, I don't know if any pipes are 200 years old. I just made that number up. Seems excessive. But you're going to get whatever's in that pipe is coming along with it into your home. So at a minimum, you should have a sediment filter. And if you're on city water, you should have a carbon filter. And the logic behind that is basically your water comes from a water treatment plant, and they put chlorine in it to protect it as it travels through the pipes. The chlorine acts as like a banana peel over a banana. When it comes into your house, you need to take that peel off of it and to make it better for drinking. So carbon strips that off and makes your water a little bit better.
Wow, I had no idea. All right, can you walk us through the process? Somebody's listening and they say, "Well, I better have my water checked." So they call Boss Services, and what's the process after that?
Yeah, we'll come out and we'll do an on-site water test, or we'll take a sample, whichever one meets the needs of what you've got going on in your home. And once we get the results, we'll recommend a treatment plan to make your water better.
All right. That sounds great. And I might just do that because I always get complaints about what's all this rust-colored stuff,
Yeah. Yeah, and if it's minor, it's a pretty easy fix. I mean, it's amazing how much a just a sediment filter will catch. I mean, I changed my filter. I just changed it last night, actually. I went in the basement and I said, man, this thing is dirty. But yeah, my filter is orange from all the sediment that my well pump pulls out of the ground.
And I know in some cases that after a time, that if you got a light colored shirt or light colored bed sheets or something, that's going to show up.
Yeah, definitely. Your water. Yeah, if you've got a lot of sediment and rust in your water, it's going to start turning everything, you know, off white. And it's harder on your appliances. It's going to hard water is going to shorten the life of any of your water using appliances.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either. All right. Well, I'm glad that Jeff is here to explain these things too, because everybody owns a home and everybody has water in their home, unless they're living in a different century or something. And this is very educational. Okay, Jeff, how do people that they're interested in what you're talking about? What's the first step? How do they get a hold of you, or how do they find out about this stuff?
Call the office. We have a lot of information on our website for water treatment, theBossServices.com. But you can call the office. Darcy and Cheryl are both sitting at their desk, eagerly awaiting your phone call right now, 269-468-6682.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been very educational for me. And that's Boss Services. That's today's 8 o'clock block. They're raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical service in Southwest Michigan. All right, Jeff, you have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Spencer.